It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask.
Hat on, suit on,
looking like the Dapper Dawn,
giving them all,
dressed like the $1 million bucks,
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me,
put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on now. Dig me. One and only Steve Harvey. Man, got a radio show. What God doing, y'all? Huh? What he doing? What he doing in your life? He doing something. He moving. He working. Don't lose your patience, though. See, I did that before. Don't lose your patience. Don't get so sick of waiting that you take matters into your own hands. Don't do that. Boy, you blowing it. Listen to me. You're listening to somebody who's done it that way. I had a dream. I had a vision. I had some hope. I had some faith. I had some aspirations. But I got a little impatient waiting on it. So I tried a couple other things, move it along. Boy, I can't tell you how I messed it up. Then I messed it up then because God gave me the power of decision. What I had to do was then, after I took matters into my own hand, messed it up. Now, guess what? He still got something for me, but now I got to fix all the mistakes now. I got to straighten them out. I gotta suffer some consequences. I gotta pay for my transgressions. All of that. It's gotta go down. You can't do something wrong and not pay for it. You call it karma, call it whatever you want to call it. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Every action. If it just stays sunny all the time, you might think it's cool, but there's going to be a reaction to it. Ain't no dark, ain't no shade, ain't no break, ain't no rain. Going to be hard if it's just sunny all the time. Vice versa. So you need the opposite. You need the darkness so you can get your break from that sun. You need the rain so you can nourish the roots so that sun, it can soak up the sun and get the benefit of the sun. If you don't get the opposite, you got a problem, man. And it happens throughout nature. It happens throughout your life. Don't think that you can do wrong and not have to pay for that. What you think this is, man? We think, man, because we'd have made a decision that we think is best for us. And no matter how it affect nobody else, we got the right to make that call. No, you don't. Whoever is telling you that, whoever's misguiding you into the gang life, telling you, yeah, man, you need to be this way to be down with us. I tell you what, get yourself stuck on Chuck with that gang. See how many of them be there for you. Oh, they'll go around the corner with you and start shooting. But, okay, when it's time to do some time and they can lessen their sentence, you going to get that time. They're going to point their finger dead at you. I watch 48 Hours all the time, man. I watch Lock Up Raw all the time. All the time, man. All the time. Ain't no real cold dudes out there just holding to the mantra and sticking to it. Even the mob turns stateside evidence, go fed, all that. Now, we in the hood, we done created this ignorant mess called no snitching. With that ignorant mess, you don't even understand. No, snitching was created by criminals as a code of honor. If you do dirt and you get busted doing the dirt, don't bring my name up if I was with you. That's a code of honor amongst the thieves. Now, so many code of honor thieves that done came out of prison and ain't got no honor. They done bought that stuff back to the street. Now it's all in the neighborhood. No snitching. No snitching. You got to be crazy. That's for people who disobey the law. That's who people have made a code of honor amongst themselves as thieves. Hey, man, if you get busted, don't drag me down with you. Just do your time. Oh, man, you can't bring that stuff out here to me. I'm a law-abiding citizen. Dog, I'm trying to live right over here, man. I don't want no crack house up street from my mama's house. I'm trying to do right out here, man. You can't do wrong and expect wrong not to come to you. You got to make a decision every day to do right. And God ain't got no protection from you on dirt. You got what you got coming. You made a decision. You go down there to get some. You might get got. See, we got to, come on, I'm talking to so many men out here right now. I should have said that in the beginning, but my conversation kind of got away from me. I was going to talk to you about something else this morning, but this just on me, man, because our communities, man, is just going to the pot, man, because ain't nobody caring about nobody else. Don't nobody care when they see that young dude over there doing wrong. Look at them fools over there. Man, go over there and talk to one of them. Pull them to the side, man. You might not be able to approach the group, but you can approach an individual. Come here, young man. Let me talk to you. I saw you the other day. Man, you look like you got something going on in your life. What's happening with you? Let me talk to you, man. Let me share something I learned. I was doing what you was doing. You know, it's like Tommy did a prank phone call one time as a limo driver. And the prank was he called this limo company to ask this limo driver to take him to this location late at night. And the limo driver got a young business. He going, yeah, okay, I got you. I don't normally work like that, but how long you need it? He said, for just about an hour. He said, well, I'm going to have to charge you for the full three, though, because a three-hour minimum. Tommy told him, no, I just need it for 1 hour. So he said, okay, all right, I'll give you a break, young man. You're trying to do something. Where you want to go? He gave him the address. The man stopped writing. He said, that's a bank. He said, yeah. He said, you want to go to the bank at 12:30 at night? He said, yeah, and I'm going to be in for a few minutes. And when I come out that bank, I need for you to flow it. That the dude with the limo, he stopped writing. He said, hold on, man. You want me to take you to a bank 12:30 at night? You going to be in there for a few minutes. and you going to come out and you want me to floor it. He said, sir, I don't do stuff like that. He said, you got the wrong company. He said, what made you call here? He said, hey, man, don't worry about that. You a limo company. You just drive. He stopped and took the time out. He said, young man, let me tell you something. He said, I've been down before. I've been locked up before. It ain't pretty. He said, that's what's wrong with you young people today. Instead of going to get a job, trying to work your way, you always looking for some fast money. He said, I'm going to tell you what I already know. Don't go down there messing with them people's money like that, because they love that money way more than they love you. And they're going to do something to you down there. Now, you stop this foolishness, and I'm not carrying you nowhere, but I'm going to take a little bit of time out to tell you something. Don't go down here with messing with these people's money, because it ain't going to go good. They're going to take care of their business when it comes to that money. Tommy kept insisting to this man to pick him up in the limo. It was a prank phone call. But the point I'm making is the man took out time. He could just hung the phone up. But you know what he said? He said, hold up, young man. Let me hip you to something. Because the brother had been locked up before. He said, no, no, no. See, I done that when I was young. Now, I'm going to stop and I'm going to take some moment out to tell you. I'm up here working, man, trying to earn an honest living. I ain't going back down there. Because they make you eat what they want you to eat. You don't want the food. You got to get up when they say get up. You got to stay where they say stay. Live with who they say live. He said, man, you don't want that. And he just tried to talk the young man out of it. You can change a young man's mind with a conversation. A conversation can change a young man's mind. Most of these young men that are misguided ain't having conversations with real men. They just not having them. And it's up to us who know what manhood is to start delivering the message. The problem that we have in our communities, we can solve ourselves. It done escalated to a point because we who are men won't stop on our corporate climb and our day-to-day making money and trying to ball out. We won't stop and grab some of these young soldiers and tell them the truth about manhood. That's the real deal, okay? Sorry I went there. I don't know where that came from.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen. Okay, last time. This is it. I ain't gonna lie. Ladies and gentlemen. Boys. All the girls. Truck drivers. Waste management. I love it. Postal workers. I'm talking about when they mad, though. That postal worker. All them happy people down at the DMV. What is wrong today? Well, my message today is to everybody that work at the DMV that has that attitude. Get your attitude together, man, because God is still good. He in the blessing business. You put in the application for that job. That is not our fault. We love you. We need your services today. We want you to have a brighter day today. My wish is that people at work in motor vehicle divisions all over the country have a better day today. Oh, I know we coming in there ignorant. I know we ain't got our paperwork. I know we ain't got our title of registration. I know we done lost our tags. I know all that. But try to treat us better. Just try. Let your church say amen.
Amen.
Shirley Strawberry, Carla Frail, Mouth of the South, Junior Boy, better known as Kill Space, and the legend that is Nephew Tommy.
Yeah.
Boy. What? Junior, yeah. What's happening today?
Let me tell you something. You know, I don't mind taking advice from you. You know, y'all don't mind that. Because you lived longer, you in a better position. You know, you've done a lot more. So I don't mind taking it. But everybody shouldn't try to give everybody advice. Like my partner called me over to his house the other day, which I thought was his house. I go over there, man. We watching basketball. And he trying to tell me what he expect to tell me about what I need to do with my life and my career. He talking to me. But in the middle of us talking, I hear a voice coming from upstairs as we in the basement. I hear another voice call say, Charles, come up here and get the groceries out the car. I said, man, who is that? He said, that's my mama. I'm taking no advice from nobody to live with their mama. I'll tell you right now. I'll give a damn what you say. You can't tell me a damn thing. Then he couldn't even get the advice out because she kept calling back down. I said, Charles, you been messing with the thermostat? But I said, okay, see right here. See right here? That's why I can't take no advice from you. Ain't a damn thing you can tell me because you sitting up here living at your mama's house in the basement. You told me that was your crib. No, the basement yours. This your mama house. See, that's what I found out. You gonna tell me. But man, I don't appreciate where everything talk, huh? See, we couldn't even get the advice in because your mama on your hand the whole time. Don't tell me what you think I need to do with my life if you're living at your mama, baby. We can't take advice from everybody. It ain't the same coming from Uncle Steve and Tommy. It ain't the same coming from Sherry. It ain't the same coming from Carl. See, they don't live with nobody. They got places. They got this. You need to start listening to me. It's what you need to start doing. See, that's what you need to start doing. You start listening to me.
He your can't ass. Even control his own heat.
Nah, he can't do none of that. Char, huh? You left the toilet seat up again. See, right here, you got other issues. And you trying to tell me something.
Why your nearest bathroom all the way upstairs, though?
Upstairs? You always got, I'll be back. I can't take no advice. I'm not
going to. All right. Good one, Junior. Coming up in 30 minutes.
That was funny.
After the hour.
You need.
We're going to run that prank back with the nephew right after this.
Junior.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right now it's time for the nephew to run that prank back.
Title is Naked Lifeguard. Let's go, Kat. Naked Lifeguard.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Carrie.
Yes, this is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. My name is Oliver. Oliver. You put in an application with the employment agency about looking for some work as far as being a lifeguard.
Oh yeah, I did.
Okay. Have you had much experience being a lifeguard?
Yeah, I've been doing this for a while now, back since I was like 18. I got my CPR certification. I've had as many as like 200 people at one time watching them, so I'm good. I'm good at what I do. I love it.
Very good. Very good. Well, I'll tell you what, I've looked over your application, and I've checked everything out thoroughly, and I'm very excited about maybe getting you to, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but public pool. It's actually in subdivision. There's two pools there. Are you familiar with
it? Yeah, I'm familiar with it. They're near where I live. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's actually in the back of there's a gated community, and that is actually the particular property that I'm talking about, you coming out and working for us there at the pool site. If we can get you on Monday to Friday, we're going to actually hire some more college students for Saturday and Sunday. What do you say?
Oh, I say okay. That sounds great. Monday through Friday, weekends off. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly. Good. Now, we start off, job actually pays $25 an hour.
Wow.
You would be our head lifeguard, and we would want you to be there from, you know, I mean, if you start at 12, we'd actually like for you to get there around 11:30. You know,
okay.
just to be prepared and be the overseer and make sure the other lifeguards get there on time. And, you know, we'll go from there.
Okay.
Now, Carrie, there's only one catch that actually comes along with this job. We want you to work an additional 4 hours from 6 to 10 at night, but it's going to pay you $50 per hour. So you'll make an extra $200. How do you feel about that?
Man, I feel good. I mean, with the recession and everything, I could use that money right now, especially during the summertime.
Okay, now, here's the deal. This is in a gated community, like I told you before, but also it's going to be adults at night, and they are actually going to be swimming nude.
What?
And, Yeah, they're going to be swimming nude, and what they ask is if they're going to be swimming nude, they want to make sure that the lifeguard that's protecting them is going to be nude as well.
Okay, I'm a certified lifeguard. I'm CPR certified. I'm a student. I've had other jobs, but nudity wasn't on my resume.
And I understand that wholeheartedly, but we're talking about you possibly making $1,750 a week. How you feel about $1,750 a week for your nursing school? I'm sure that'll definitely pay for it throughout the entire summer. That should be a big help, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it would, but
I mean, are you? How do you feel about trying it for a few weeks, and then how do you feel about that?
I don't know, but I mean,
you're gonna watch over some adults who are actually just gonna be nude in the pool, and you're nude as well up on the big chair that overwatches everybody. $1,750. $1,750, Carrie. You know.
I don't think I'm going to be able to do that.
$1,750, Carrie. We're talking about 4 hours of you being nude along with some other people that are already nude. So, I mean, what's the big deal, you know? What we need you to do is come down. We're going to do some drills, some lifeguard drills, and make sure that you're definitely qualified. But we're going to make sure that when you do those, you got to be naked as well, okay?
Why would I have to do some drills naked? I'm already a lifeguard. What do I need to drill naked for?
I understand all that, but in order for our particular property, we got to make sure that you're actually prepared and ready. You know?
I don't understand.
Well, that's the way it is, Carrie. We need you to come down and do some drills. It's not going to take long. Probably about a half hour. You come down, you get undressed, you get in the pool, and we make sure that you're qualified to swim nude, to handle, to saving somebody's life nude, the whole nine yards.
But what if my family come to that pool?
I can't go back and forth with you. I can't. Now, I know you, I looked at your resume, I looked at what you were doing and what you're pursuing in life, and I thought this would be a great opportunity for you.
But I can't do that to my family. And
you can, no, wait a minute, hang on a second. Now, you can't tell me you can't do it now.
Oh, yes, I can.
Now, you get your down here in the morning so I can get these drills done, and I want you naked when you get here and get in this pool. You understand me?
Who the hell do you think you're talking to? Are you some kind of pool pimp, lifeguard, human resources hiring pimp? You're not pimping me. I don't have to come down there if I don't want to come down there.
You're
going to
bring
your think you're
down
talking
here tomorrow
to?
And get in this pool and do
who
these
the
drills.
Who do you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to you. You
what
get
you
your
need
out
to
here
do,
tomorrow and you do these
what
drills.
What you need to do is go get you a Pamela Anderson Baywatch, because I ain't the
excuse
I ain't
me.
The one. What I ain't going to be doing no new breaststroke for you all freaky. I don't know them people.
I don't give a who you know. Now you get your down here and you take the job.
I'm not coming down there to your fun pool tomorrow and swim nude and lifeguard nude for a bunch of raunchy. I don't know who you think you're talking to. I was trying to be nice to you when you called my house with that, and then I thought about it because I'm not that kind of girl. You got me up. Okay, you need to go get you a Pamela Anderson Baywatch, you know, deep sea diving. I don't know what you need, but I'm not what you need.
You get your black down here tomorrow.
Who you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to you. Who you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to you. Who do you think you're talking to?
I got something I want to say to you. You listening?
You know what? You better go ahead and say it, because I'm about to hang up this phone in your face right now.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
Are you serious?
She pranked you, baby. Your girlfriend pranked you. You all right?
You know what? When I see that, she gonna have one less float.
All right, I gotta ask you something, baby. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
When shopping for life insurance, you've probably wondered how much coverage do you need and what can you afford? Globe Life has affordable options with coverage amounts ranging from $5,000 up to $100,000. Globe Life Insurance has no medical exam, just a simple application. Sounds easy, right? Go online at globeliferadio.com or call Globe Life today at 1-800-251-5400. That's 1-800-251-5400. It is time for the Chief Love Officer, the CLO, Steve Harvey, to answer your love questions. Here we go. From Sandra in Indiana, Sandra writes, "My youngest brother is 24 and he lives with me. He had a long-term girlfriend, but she recently broke up with him because I won't allow her new puppy inside my house. My brother said it's their dog together, so he should help care for the dog. I told him it's a firm no, and he said I'm ruining his life. I think that's a bit dramatic, but do you think I should bend my rules?"
No, I think it's the damn dog that's ruining your life. Don't put this off on your sister. It's that damn dog. It's your sister's house. She lives there. She paid the rent. She bought that. She let you live with her. You done moved this girl in. Now she want a puppy. Well, she can't handle. She get a puppy when she get her own place. You can't bring no puppy in a woman's house, soil in the carpet. The puppy got to get potty trained. Ain't nobody said to do that. Man, put your brother out. What at? Why? Wait a minute. Why don't they take their 24-year-old grown ass somewhere and get their own apartment?
Nah.
And they can have all the puppies they want. Nah, you ruining my life. You stupid, boy.
Okay. All right.
Now, she done broke up with you because, wait a minute, hold up, dog. Lady, it's not you that has a problem. It's he that has a problem. A woman done broke up with you because you won't let her bring a puppy in her sister house, in your sister house. Right. So she broke up with you. You got the wrong chick, though. Next question, Shirley.
All right, moving on. Tara in South Haven, Mississippi says, "I gave my husband a hall pass because I had two surgeries back to back, and he was so sweet to me while I was healing. That was a year ago. My best friend found out in the streets about his fling, and without talking to me first, she confronted my husband and tried to fight him. I don't want her in my personal business, but she's in it now. And how should I explain this to her?"
See, I tell y'all all the time, when you see a man somewhere, you find out something about a man, that ain't your business. Now, she done confronted this man about fooling around on her girlfriend. When her girlfriend then gave him a hall pass because he was so kind to her during surgery. If you could get a hall pass for kindness doing surgery, you know how many passes I'd have? You know how many times I've been kind and better not go in here talking about no damn hall pass?
Okay.
Better not bring it up.
Ever.
You were smart.
And lady, why do you pass out hall passes for kindness? What is that? Oh, you were kind to me. You get a hall pass. What? Who are you?
You know how kind I be. You know how kind I be.
No, that don't make no sense. Now, your girlfriend is simple. I don't know what you should say to her except this is not your business.
Yeah, she don't have to say anything.
But she in it. Now, do you want to tell her how stupid you were by awarding him a hall pass? That you said it was okay? And I'm going to tell you something else. She ain't keeping it to herself. She telling other people.
Wow.
And your husband didn't have to watch his step because his wife gave him permission.
Yep, facts.
Yeah, it's not your business. It's not her business anyway.
It's not her business, but it ain't no woman's business. But y'all always make it y'all's because she my girl, because I would want to know. Well, now, here you go. Now, I tell you what, let's let the women tell him what to do, because y'all always talking about, I would want to know, I would tell her. Well, now, she trying to whoop her husband's ass. What would you do, Shirley?
It's not my business. I wouldn't do anything. I, honest to God, wouldn't do a thing. This is
that
not my business.
That is a bold-faced
No,
lie.
It's not. In this particular situation, I wouldn't do anything. I don't know what's going on in their house.
Okay, Carla, what would you do?
Tell him, Shirley.
Try to fight the husband.
Well, this be is all about in you, it. Carla.
Be all in it. My best friend? My best friend. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Shirley, you wouldn't tell your girlfriend?
I would. I'm not in this. I'm really not in this one. I'm not in this.
Your husband, if this happened, but your husband, you wouldn't want to know from your girlfriend?
No, I would kill him. But
no, I'm asking you.
If I found out. Wow. No,
would you want your girlfriend to tell you?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. That's contrary to everything you've ever said in every Strawberry Letter.
People change.
I just wanted to point that out. No, there's no changing on this show. No.
I'm like nobody. I'm not doing any of that.
No, you don't. You stay the damn same on this show. We're not interchanging on this show. We ride or die up in here.
My best friend, though, Shirley? Your bestie?
I'm not in it. My best friend just got married. I'm not in their marriage. No. I got issues.
And you see her husband cheating, you ain't gonna say nothing.
I ain't not mad at the answer.
I like Shirley's answer, but not that's not
business.
What she's ever said in any of the
show. I've always said that I would say something. Just like I said, I'd probably be all in it.
I'm not in this one with a hall pass.
Well, Shirley, you don't know about the hall pass.
I know that. But I'm just not in anybody else's relationship. I don't have time.
For nobody else's
relationship. I don't have time.
I'm
done.
Yeah. I saw my partner's girl somewhere in a little strange looking position. I'm not going here to tell this man this here.
Yeah.
No.
That's why strange position.
Well, you know, in a weird, you know, it looked like something was going on.
Yeah.
But I couldn't pinpoint. But I already knew if I went to tell him that he was going to jail. I already knew that.
Yeah.
If I tell this fool anything.
He would have caught a case. Like I said, it depends on who it is. Best friend, though, that's like my sister to me.
So, all right, sure.
For me.
Ready. Okay.
All right, moving on. Cedra in Topeka says, my boyfriend has a habit of sending several women a good morning text before he starts his day. He does it freely and doesn't think it's a problem. I think it's the first step in cheating, and I'm jealous. Am I overthinking it, or is this cheating?
Man, come on. How does this work? What are y'all doing nowadays? What relationships y'all got? What y'all allowing up in here? What is these new rules that you can text three women in the morning and wish them good morning? What?
Several women.
I don't know who can do that.
Shirley texts me every single day. Shirley Strawberry. She texts me scriptures every morning. I asked Shirley. I said, Shirley, do me a favor. Text me a scripture every morning. Shirley texts me a scripture every single morning. I was on vacation and didn't quite see the name Shirley, because Shirley's text comes with a strawberry next to her name and a heart. I deleted it.
For safety purposes.
Because I was blurry and I didn't know it said Shirley. It looked like Sheila, and I deleted it.
The emoji scared.
Because I don't know what the hell.
You just woke
emojis.
Up.
The heart and a strawberry.
All right.
I can explain this.
Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
According to a new Planet Fitness study, women actually prefer the dad bod over six-pack abs. All right?
Mm, thank God for that.
I know. You're welcome, guys.
We in business.
Yeah. The results of the Planet Fitness study suggest that women are still being driven wild by a bit of extra pudge. The survey recently revealed that, contrary to what you might have believed, women do actually prefer a man with a little bit of belly on them, okay?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Man.
Ooh. Yeah, but wait, that begs the question, yeah, is this a double standard, though? Because do,
why you say that?
Because do men prefer a woman with a little belly?
No.
With,
no,
with a mom bod?
No, I don't care. I don't care about your belly.
So you don't care?
As long as you ain't
stretch marks.
What was that, Steve?
Yeah, as long as you ain't pregnant.
Oh, if it ain't mine.
No more kids, dude. Well,
if it ain't mine.
Lord, I can't take no kids.
I'm cool with that.
Yes, Father God, to live on me. Yeah. No, I ain't got no problem with a mom bod. I don't, especially, you know, mom bod. Women have babies. Their body's going to change.
Well, that's,
it's hard to snap all the way back.
Yeah, that's good. Ooh, that's child. Good to hear, because, you know, there's so much pressure on women on their physical looks.
Appearances.
And, you know, their bodies and all of that.
But
everything
they ain't met
has
us.
To be so perfect.
They clearly ain't met up.
But we,
I'm telling you, man, my wife's hairdresser was at the house one time. The husband dropped him off. Real big guy, man. I'm talking about really, really overweight. Nice guy, man. I liked him and his wife. His wife used to do my wife's hair. And she cut her hair off. You know, she was a stylist. She cut her into her hair, a little Halle Berry cut. And she was over at the house kind of quiet one day. And Marjorie said, hey, what's wrong? She said, "This in here arguing with this fool." She said, "Who? My husband." You know, he saw my hair. He ain't like it. He come talking about he like long hair. I told him, hell, I like muscles.
We're discussing what we like.
But we got each other.
Some of them.
She said, "But I like muscles, but we got each other, though."
Yeah. Deal with
damn,
it.
Damn, but you like long hair? She said, "Hell, I like muscles."
That shut it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is. I thought it would be more of a double standard because I know men are so visual.
I don't
stretch
care that a woman has a six pack.
Would you say, Steve? What?
I don't care that a woman has a six pack. Well, what is that going to do? It's nice to look at it, but you know, that ain't a requirement for
me. Well, six and my two, that don't add up.
Yes, yeah, an eight pack.
Where does that go? Where does that lead us, Tommy?
Where does that take us?
But if you look, if you to the refrigerator right now.
If you look at your man and you see him, then I have no right to demand the body if I can't provide one.
Okay. Ooh, okay. Now that was profound.
Junior.
That was profound.
Well, that make damn sense.
Yeah. It really did. It really did.
Yeah.
You want somebody to be something you not.
Yeah. That don't make no sense at all.
But like a lot of guys aren't as progressive as you guys. You know that.
Well, it don't matter.
You know that.
They can be non-progressive, but they'll be over there by themselves somewhere.
Yeah. Exactly. And us three ain't that handsome.
Or you mess around and get some dumb woman with a six-pack. Now what you got?
What did you say, Junior?
Yeah, I said us three is not that handsome. So we can't really.
Y'all two are not that handsome.
He said, "Put me in that trio,
Tommy."
Here we go.
Two of y'all. Hey, I'm sitting over here, cute with a two-pack. Okay,
that's cute with a two-pack.
Here we go. Right? Tommy.
Not gonna be ugly with a two-pack. I'm cute with a two-pack.
Unattractive as you wanna be.
I'm cute with a two.
I mean, and look, Tommy, can I tell you something? At times, shockingly. Not attractive.
No. Yeah.
I've caught you on some. Yeah, I've caught him on some angles. I've seen him from some different angles.
Yeah.
And I was like, woof.
But you can't convince him of that, Steve. Tommy does not feel that way about himself. He believes in.
That's because he looking out through one set of eyes. He is.
That's
he
it.
Come out here and look at him through these eyes. There's a lot wrong with you, Tommy.
For you to be cute, Tommy, you know how much stuff got to align.
Well, you know what, Tommy.
Yeah. Shut up, Junior.
You need moon. You need star.
I got some. There's some sexy on me somewhere. Man. I'm not going to take all that.
Like, okay, where? What on you sexy?
Well.
Go ahead. I'm listening. Well, we got time. We all here.
Shirley, tell him.
I don't think it's for the guys to determine whether another guy is sexy, though.
No. But he say sexy on me somewhere. Where is it, Tom?
Where is it for us to tell him? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The ladies know. Ask the ladies.
The ladies know.
Ladies, well,
Shirley,
please don't
you
get...
go first. You go first.
Oh, hell.
No. Seriously, Tommy, I've always thought this about you. Really. You have nice hands. Your hands are really
nice. Hands?
Nice hands. Well, I mean, they're little, Steve.
A raccoon.
They're little, but they're nice, though. They're always, you know, well manicured and everything.
Hell yeah.
That's nice.
Hands. Yeah.
But that still don't make it cute.
Ezra's hands is pretty.
Who's Ezra?
My grandson.
The baby?
He's 6 months old. He got
so you saying, what is that? What is that?
Hands don't help him make you
what
cute.
What is his hands? You thought, man, that's all you got is cute-ass hands?
Women like a man with nice hands.
Is he cute?
Hell no. He got nice hands, Junior. She tried to give him something.
I'm not going
to
be ugly with y'all. Carla,
what on Tommy is sexy? Carla, what on Tommy is sexy?
She finna do me. Here we go. Oh,
let me see. Stand up.
He is standing up.
I'm up now.
Okay. Let me scoot back.
You don't see nothing sexy over here.
Turn around,
boy.
Turn
you
around.
Need a car to be sexy, like you like a Rolls Royce.
you got nice heels.
Walk.
I got nothing. Sit down, precious.
God.
No, for real, Tommy. I'm gonna get you. Got some. You got nice heels.
Heels
is nice.
People don't even see my heels. I got shoes on.
All right, coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, time now, guys, for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather be just forgotten, or would you rather be just hatefully remembered? They'll remember you, but in a hater way.
No, you could just go on forgive
just forget me.
I ain't gonna be here nowhere. I ain't gonna give a damn.
Right, who cares?
You can pick A or B for all I care.
Either one.
I'm gone.
All right, would you rather get ribs from Kansas City, or would you rather get ribs from Memphis?
Memphis.
Man.
Kansas City or Memphis?
Memphis.
Why Memphis?
I'd have had them both. Kansas City got some good ribs now. They barbecue boys over there in Kansas City. Ain't no joke. Uh-huh. But they not playing around with your ass in Memphis.
What's the difference,
Kansas,
Steve?
Though? That Gates presidential platter is something to think about.
Oh, yeah, Gates barbecue. Right.
Yeah, we been there, too.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Gates is outstanding. Yeah. I've been there, too. I ain't got nothing to say, but Gates is all that in the bag of chips. Mm-hmm. But you got to go to the commissary. You got to go to Interstate. Mm-hmm. You got to go to Neely's. Mm-hmm. You got to get your mind right.
Yeah.
Huh?
Neely's.
Oh, you got to get your mind right up in there now.
Why your
they
mind,
not playing?
Though? Why you,
you know, now, Rendezvous
mind?
Is more commercial barbecue.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Across street from Peabody, but you got to get your mind right when you go down there.
Okay. All right.
Got so that white bread. Making french fries be wet from all that damn sauce.
Why are you talking like that?
Because that's how you talk when you talk about barbecue. You
can't say all your
words
because it's like food in your mouth.
No. No, she got to talk about barbecue like you know, you got to spin barbecue. Can't you be up in here, all up in here? You know, put the real boiling meat and all this. You don't want to boil no damn real.
All right.
We grills people. You can boil the meat, boil on flavor out.
Oh, okay.
All right. Here we go. Would you rather babysit a crying baby for a day, just for a day, or would you rather have an unwanted house guest for a week?
I got that baby.
Give me that baby all day.
Sure.
Would you rather babysit a crying baby for a week? I mean, for a day, or would you rather have an unwanted house guest for a week?
I'm gonna take the baby. I know how to get the baby to stop crying.
What you gonna stop crying?
You gonna stop all this crying?
Yeah. It's just for a day.
No, you ain't gonna cry all day on me. I'm gonna put a little something in your milk before you be all right.
I'm putting some Baileys in that milk. That's what I'm gonna do. You're gonna go
be
to sleep.
Nice, boy. Your ass gonna go to sleep. It's gonna be tasty, too. Yeah. I can put a baby to sleep. You're gonna go to sleep. And put your ass in the middle of that little raft that they had their feet out and put them in the pool. Push his ass out there in the middle of that water. Let him deal with it. He'll stop crying after a while. He'll just go to sleep. Hard to keep swimming back over, and I keep kicking you back out in the middle.
All right. That's today's round of Would You Rather. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right. Let's go. It is time, guys, for Comedy Roulette.
I love it. I love it.
Comedy Roulette, Jay.
Let me break it down, Steve. I got to. We got new people, Steve. Mm-hmm. Steve.
I haven't said one.
You know his nerves are bad, Jay.
All right. Here's where we take five subjects. We put them on the wheel. We spun the wheel. Where it stopped. We will do the damn thing. Hit it, Shirley.
All right, here we go. The five categories. Number one, excuses people use who owe you money.
Yes, do that.
Yes, yes. All right, number two, doctors don't always know what they're talking about. Okay.
Some old people say.
Number three, why are you talking? Your team sucks. Okay. Number four.
No, you ain't got nothing for that.
Uh-oh, number four. I think I took the wrong pill.
That's me.
Okay. And number five, and that's when you realize you were lost. Okay? All right, spin the wheel, Kat. We'll see where it stops.
Come on, doctors.
Yeah.
I like the doctors.
I took the wrong pill.
Oh, it stopped at number five, guys. And that's when you realized you were lost.
All right, here we go. Oh, okay. Here we go. Okay. This is when you realize you lost.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to turn the music down so you can concentrate.
Yeah. You got to look right.
Yeah. Can't nobody concentrate with this loud ass.
Yes, yes,
don't
yes.
y'all see me lost?
I'll tell you when you know you lost. And this happens all the time. When you drive and the street signs go from English to some right, you can't even recognize. You trying to figure out, I don't even know what.
I don't even know where.
Is this still Maine? That's all I need to know.
Let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
When you riding and you in the middle of nowhere and you see a sign that say 10 miles to Jurassic Park, man, your ass is lost, man.
Not Jurassic Park.
Jurassic.
Come on, Steve.
God, I should know so many of these. When you driving and you mutter to yourself, that ain't the damn house.
Yeah. Here's when you know you lost.
Come on, Jay.
You make a right turn, and it's a no exit. It's you.
You lost.
You right in the cul-de-sac.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
no.
What the hell am I doing?
It's a circle?
This is when you know you lost. Anytime you got to put your car in reverse and look over your shoulder.
All the way back.
When you backing out.
You backing out. I don't know good damn well.
All right, go ahead.
When you ride and you see one store and get out, and this white man say, "You got any idea where you at?"
That's scary on so many levels.
Yeah,
you get out a stop sign and you go, "Where the tree at that used to be right there?"
Right.
It was a tree.
Right.
Right.
When you driving and you stop, and the guy said, "Sir, it's like the last time I told you." I keep telling you the directions.
Directions. This is how you know you've been along. I've done this quite a time, too. When you tell you got to lean out your passenger window and say, "My man."
Yo, my man.
Hey, my man.
I got one better. Go ahead, Tommy.
You know you lost when you sit there and you say, "You know what? I'm going to leave my car and just Uber from here." I just don't know where I'm going.
All right,
this is
on,
how
Steve.
You know you lost. Close if you out. Ever say these three words right here.
Yeah.
"Excuse me, little boy."
What?
You're in the neighborhood street. Little boy.
Excuse me, little boy.
I'm talking to Keith.
Your ass is lost.
Yeah. Who are you, man?
You need not some help, bad.
You need
direction.
Serious help.
Excuse me, little boy.
What you need, sir?
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. But up next, Nephew Tommy has a prank phone call. That's all coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my Strawberry Letter for today. The subject, get a load of this, guys. My best friend is just trying to help out. We'll get into that a little later. Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
This right here is Johnson's Freedom Papers. Johnson. Oh. Freedom Papers.
Yes.
Let's go, Cat.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Franklin Johnson, please.
Yeah, this is him.
Franklin, how you doing today? My name is Kyle Green. I'm with the Immigration Department of the state of Tennessee.
Yeah, how could I help you?
You were born and raised in Tennessee, am I correct?
Yeah, born and raised in Tennessee.
Okay, now... Do you still live in the Tennessee area now, or are you in a different state?
I'm right in Memphis, still here. All my family, all the Johnsons, he's still here, living good.
Okay. All right. So here's what's going on. It's been brought to our attention here at the Immigration that anyone in the state of Tennessee who has the last name of Johnson, I don't even know how to break this to you or tell this to you, but it's been brought to our attention here at the Immigration that anyone in the state of Tennessee, last name Johnson, for some reason, and we're going to fix the problem, but for some reason they're saying no Johnsons are free. You know, like there's some clause or something and some paperwork or whatever, but what we need is we need all the Johnsons to come in by 6 o'clock today so we can try to take care of the problem. If not, if all Johnsons that are not reported in by 6 will have to get picked up.
I know this is a joke. Like, we've been. I know this is a joke, baby. I'm free. What are you talking about? Like,
well,
You talking about the Johnsons ain't free? What are you talking about? Since you saw Bumpy Johnson got fired, all everybody's attacking Johnsons now?
No, sorry. This is the real. I know this is a crazy to get a phone call like this, but like I say, it's we got some paperwork here. Everybody's scrambling around trying to get to the bottom of this, but bottom line is we need all the Johnsons to come in because right now in the state of Tennessee, no person with the last name of Johnson is free right now.
Hey, get the f*** out of here. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Are you black?
Yeah, I'm black, but yeah, I'm black.
Are you free?
Yeah, I'm free.
So what are you talking about coming to me talking about since my last name Johnson, my family got to come down to immigration because we ain't free? Who the hell are you calling me talking about some crap like that, man?
Okay, sir, we're going to fix the problem, but we need all Johnsons to come in. We're going to fix it.
Who are you, the head of the census or something?
I'm sorry?
Are you the head of the census?
No, I'm not.
Or something like that. Like, why are you calling me talking about Johnson? You are some Uncle Tom ass calling me talking about Johnson that we ain't free. And we got to come down and you threatening my family.
I'm not threatening you. All right, like I said, my name is Kyle Green. I'm with Immigration. I'm just trying to fix the problem. You know,
so you're better than me because your name is Green. So y'all came all the way down to the Johnsons.
Sure. I'm not saying I'm better than you because my last name is Green. I'm saying we have a problem.
Kyle. You are so saying that, Kyle, Mr. Green. My name is Johnson. We come from a long line of Johnsons, and don't let me have the Bumpy Johnson on you because you saw how he was cutting my throat. Don't play with me.
Okay, sir. Can we... I want to help you, and I want to help all the Johnsons, okay?
You ain't helping but yourself, Mr. Green. You Uncle Tom. I saw y'all lights in Django. The house smoke. Okay. I bet you on them light-skinned, green-eyed, Terrence Howard-looking motherfuckers. Those good hands. I'm black and ebony. I got a wide nose, and I'm proud to be black. And they gonna have your light skin ass for me when I bring my family down there? You got some god for nerves. It's all this tribalism amongst us.
Sir, can I expect you to come down to immigration at 6 before 6?
Like, Kyle sound like a light-skinned mother Kyle Green. That sound light-skinned.
Sir, can I get you to come down to immigration by 6 o'clock?
Nah, you cannot have me come down. I'm going to come down there with my god whole bunch of Johnsons, and we going to turn it up.
Okay, so is your wife last name Johnson, too?
Don't worry about what my wife's last name is. Don't try to set her up.
Okay, is your mother still living?
Don't worry about my mama still living. You don't have to. I'm about to hang this guy phone up. You question me. You've done crossed the line, you light-skinned mother.
Okay, sir. All I know is that, you know, we were trying to get as many Johnsons as we could to come in. Tommy is the one that told us to call you, okay? Franklin, that's who told us to call you.
Who?
Tommy said you probably want to call Franklin Johnson and get him on the line because you know a lot of the other Johnsons and you can get them all to come in. That's what Tommy said.
What you think? You think I'm that motherfucker that's going to round up all the Johnsons? That's how they came over from Africa. It was one black motherfucker that got, took them all of the boats, talk about they was going on vacation, and they came all the way over here. I'm not rounding them no goddamn Johnson. And who the hell is Tommy?
Tommy, man. Tommy said you would do it. Tommy said you would be cool with it.
I don't know no goddamn Tommy. He sound like him too.
Okay, do you know nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? Do you know that
motherfucker? Oh, I got my blood pressure.
Hey, man. Oh, man. Hey, Franklin.
Yes.
Hey, Franklin, check this out, man. Your boy J-Rob is the one that got me to prank phone call you, man.
Oh, he ain't allowed over to the barbecues no more, man. Was he a whiskey? Was he drinking some of that whiskey when he called you, man? That
I don't know what he was when I called him, bro. But he wanted me to make sure he's Frank Franklin.
Jesus Christ!
Oh man, hey, you got to tell me this right here, Franklin. Give it to me, baby. Franklin Johnson. You got to tell me this. What is the baddest? And I mean the baddest. Radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Show with Nephew Tommy.
Really, yes. Tommy? You went one. There on him.
Oh. Hey, Tommy, but you know what, though? But Tommy,
green
but Tommy,
hair
but Tommy, but Tommy, he had you shook up a little bit, though. Because he sounded like he had you off balance a little bit. Because he was serious with it.
Yeah,
Bumpy Johnson when he said,
"Oh, okay. Oh, you think I'm gonna round up all the Johnsons? I ain't that blankety blank. See, you light skinned, ain't you? You probably one of them light skinned Terrence Howard looking ass boy.
Green eye,
boy,
with good hair,
boy. He was mad. He was hot.
Kyle Green." Sound like skin.
Hey, yeah. Hey, man, is your wife last name John? Don't worry about my wife.
That's
is
right.
Your mother still? Whoa. See, man, you done crossed the line now.
Man.
Yes, Tommy. Sir.
He was gonna come bowed down there and
bowed
it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Need all the Johnsons to come down so we can get these papers together. But y'all not free yet.
About that life.
Hold up, man. Is you black? Yeah. Oh, so you done got your Uncle Tom ass. Now you gonna round up.
Whoa.
See, that's you that you was on Django. All his reference was light skin, Terrence Howard, Django, you a house in, you a Uncle Tom. Tommy, he was through with you.
Yeah, he was.
All right, y'all. Father's Day weekend. That is June 18th, Father's Day weekend. It is Earthquake's Father's Day comedy show. That is with Donnell Rollins, Nephew Tommy, Tony Roberts, and Vanessa Fraction at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center. That is right. Pretty much New York, New Jersey.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And everybody around the way, all the boroughs. The nephew ain't been there in a minute, so come check me out, baby. Ooh.
All right, nephew, thank you. Up next, it's the strawberry letter subject. My best friend is just trying to help out. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time now for today's strawberry letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please, please submit your strawberry letter to Steve Harvey FM and click submit strawberry letter. All right. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to be reading this one right here, right now, love today. It. Yeah.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject: my best friend is just trying to help out. Dear Steve and Shirley, I have been married to my husband for 8 years, and we have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old daughter. My husband has 5 other kids, not including the 2 we have together. Yes, I know this is a lot of kids. However, I want to try for another baby next year. I am 32, and he is 40, and he says he is too old to have more kids. I don't have a son and would like to try for a son. I always told him I wanted to have 3 children. We don't have sex because he says he doesn't want to get me pregnant. And if we do have sex, he buys me the Plan B pill to avoid any possible pregnancies. I even asked if we can adopt, and he still said no. I am starting to resent my husband, and this is causing a strain on our relationship because I want another baby. We are financially stable enough to have another baby. I confided in my best friend, who happens to be a man, and he offered me his sperm. As you know, he would donate the sperm and sex would not be involved. When I told my husband about my best friend's offer, he flipped out and was highly upset. He said that would be committing a sin, breaking the vows of marriage, and he would not accept the baby as his child. He also said he would divorce me if I even brought it up again. I think it is very unfair because he won't give me another baby. It's my body, and if I want another baby, I should be able to get pregnant and have another baby. Am I wrong here? Please help. Well, you know, you're both wrong, and I'll tell you why. You for going to another man outside of your marriage to get another baby. I mean, that's not the way you do it. And, of course, your husband is wrong for just shutting you out, not even hearing of your request, for being so mean and close-minded about you. You're his wife. He should be, you know, compassionate and understanding as to how you feel. I get that he already has 5 children in addition to the 2 daughters that you guys have together. But you have to talk, and you should have talked to each other before you got here to this place. He's only 40, and while he may say that's too old, it's not too old. I think it's just that he is tired of having kids. 7 kids, you said it in the letter. That's a lot of kids by anyone's standard. 7 kids is a lot of kids. You say you're financially stable enough to have a lot of kids, to have more kids, but, you know, if your husband doesn't want to have kids, you guys have to be on the same page as far as it's concerned. You, on the other hand, are only 32. You're still young enough. You're perfectly within your rights to want more children and to try for a boy if that's what you want. But you can't do it with this husband because he's not interested. You guys have a major issue in your marriage. I don't see how you can come to an agreement or a compromise. I really don't. He doesn't want any more children. He doesn't want any more children. You do. Period. Okay? Period. You hear? I think I can confidently say this, that if you do have another child, it won't be with your current husband unless you trick him or trap him or something like that. And if you go to your best friend and get his sperm, you're going to be done with this marriage. This marriage is practically over anyway because of your husband's rules. He doesn't want another kid. You do. He won't accept the baby as his own if you have another one. He doesn't want to adopt. You have no options here. You have no options here. Steve?
Well, Shirley, I have a different take on this. I believe that she does have options, and I'll tell you why as soon as y'all ask me.
Why, Steve?
She been married to her husband for 8 years, and they got a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old together. They both girls. My husband has 5 other kids, not including the 2 we have together. Now, let's stop right here. Here go the whole damn problem right here. It's them 5 other damn kids. This is the reason he's struggling with another one. So don't take it personal. It ain't you. It's them damn other ones. That's where the problem come in at. We don't know where they strolled all out at. They could be citywide,
statewide,
countrywide. They may be global, international. We don't know. But this is a lot of money. Now, if he's 40, I'm assuming he started having kids around 2018, maybe. That means he's still paying child support.
Yes, he is.
That's why he don't want no more kids. See, y'all may be financially stable, but that child support choking, homie, that's your problem right there. Now, you say, yes, I know that's a lot of kids, but you want to try for another one because you're 32 and he's 40. He say he's too old to have more kids. That's not true. You can have more kids past 40. Now, you don't got a boy and you want a boy. And always, you always told him you wanted 3 kids. And now y'all ain't having sex because he said he don't want to get me pregnant. If we do have sex, he buy me the Plan B pill to avoid any possible pregnancy. And you take the damn pill? What this man make buying a pill, making you take it, standing there watch you swallow it? This ain't no marriage.
Mm-mm. All right, hang on to that thought, Steve. We have more. We'll have part 2 of your response when we come back at 23 after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my best friend is just trying to help out here. Okay? We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject, my best friend is just trying to help out.
Yeah, you got this husband you've been married to. Y'all got 2 kids, but he got 5 other kids. You want another baby because you want to try for a boy. You 32, he 40. He say he too old to have kids. You told him when y'all got married, y'all want to have 3 kids. He say he ain't having it. And y'all don't hardly have sex because he don't want to get you pregnant. Then when you do have sex, he buy a pill, the Plan B pill, and make you take it to avoid any possible pregnancies. You asked this fool, could you adopt? And he still said no. I'm starting to resent you. My husband is causing a strain on our relationship because you want another baby. Now, you say you're financially stable. Now, here's the problem. You went to your best friend who happens to be a man. He offered his sperm. All right, let's stop right here. Mm-hmm. Anybody got a problem with this here?
Yeah.
Most men will offer sperm.
Sperm dog.
Most men I know is willing to offer sperm. Yeah. That's where the term sperm donor came from. Matter of fact, we like giving it up so much, we'll give it to people we don't know. We don't even have to care about you. We have extra. We want to donate it to you. Mm-hmm. Now, your damn best friend, who is a man, then told you that he'll offer you his sperm. And as you said in the letter, as you know, he would donate the sperm and sex would not be involved. Lady,
we don't know that.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
But he your best friend because he's attracted to you. And now he's so attracted to you, he said, I donate my sperm. He been wanting to say this all along. This just a topic that then came up. And you said, as you know, he would donate the sperm and sex would not be involved. Well, sex might not be involved, but you're going to have to get that sperm, though. Hello. Church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen to that.
You might not have that, but you got to get it. And you can't leave it where it is to have it. It's got to come out. Hello.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
How you think we going to get it out of the little house he live in?
Are you serious right now?
No, I'm dead serious. Something got to happen. You stop all this. We don't have to have sex. We're going to have something. Mm. Now, then your crazy ass went in the house, told your husband about your best friend's offer. Your husband flipped, was highly upset. He said this would be committing a sin. Sound like it to me, because he ain't real sure what he mean by he want to donate some sperm. Because your husband got a real good idea of what donating sperm mean. You'd be breaking the vows of the marriage, because all he says, all see is you having sex or getting that sperm donated some kind of way. And said he would not accept the child as his. Hell, it ain't. It ain't his baby. It's your best friend's baby. He also said he'd divorce you if you brought it up again. Now, you think it's very unfair because he won't give me another baby. It's my body, and if I want another baby, I should be able to get pregnant and have a baby. Lady, you are 100% correct. Yep. Now, Shirley said this right here. It won't be with this dude right here unless you just go on and have sex with your husband and quit taking that damn pill. Then you're going to have a baby. Then what he going to do? But then guess what? Don't nobody really want to have a baby with somebody that don't want a baby. But it happens all the time. And you can act like some women and go, well, he'll grow to love the child. He might, but he might quit loving you, though, because he will be resentful. Because he done sold all his wild oats with all these other chicks and got these five other kids. Now he want to shut it down, and you done told him you want three. You should be able to get pregnant and have a baby. But Shirley's right. Probably won't be with this dude right here. Am I wrong here? Please help. Well, if you want to have another baby and he don't, you're going to have to go have another baby. And you do have the right. But I think you told your husband you wanted three kids in the beginning. Now, somewhere along the line, his child support whooping his ass. He don't see it. So now he is issuing ultimatums. But the biggest mistake you made was this sperm donor conversation with your husband. Because now he got a platform to stand on that ain't got nothing to do with the pregnancy or the baby. Now, he didn't use this divorce to really shut you down. It's a cold trick he pulling on you, but it's working. Because you done wrote in a letter. I don't know what to tell you, ma'am, but it don't look like you'll be having a baby with your husband. And don't leave your husband for your best friend.
Please.
And do not take your best friend's sperm.
And you loan me some sperm till I get on my... That's all she said.
Can you loan me some sperm till I get on my...
All right, look.
I'll pay you back.
All right, Steve, thank you. You can post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM.
I swear to God, I'll give it right back.
Don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Introduce Jay as he murders another
Ladies
hit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Anthony Brown.
All right, today's hit. This is very dear to me. And I got this from my buddy, Steve. He said, my wife wears these damn capri pants all the time. And he's really sick of it. Could you write a song letting some of these ladies know that you can't wear these pants all the damn time? Check it out.
Yeah.
girls are sexy. All that meat on them bones. Some outfits look good on y'all. Some you should leave alone. Well, I'm here to let you know. Girl, I won't stay around. A cute summer dress or tight pants look great. As long as those pants are long. Leaves no more. Plus size capris. Girl, no one but you. Wants to see those pants up below your knees. They look better long. But hey, that's just me. You wear them too much, like six times a week. So do me a favor, girl. Won't you burn them capris? They look better.
Wear them too much,
not under your knees.
Begging you, please.
Those pants don't have
sex. Please wear some long ass pants.
Hey, that's
I'm
just
sick
me.
And tired of.
Six times a
week. Right
to me.
You gotta stop wearing those capris. Sister, please. Stop wearing no
good one, Jay.
Yeah, I like it, Jay. I love it.
Mother Jay, fire. Hey, you really were a singer in your.
Yes.
In your
Johnny
life.
Gill said it. He did say it.
Uh-huh. He did say it last night. Mm-hmm.
Well, you just wrote a piece song earlier.
Not wear them too much. 6 days a week.
You didn't lose any friends on that
Junior.
You didn't lose any friends on that one.
No, I didn't lose no friends on that. But next week.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Steve. So Jack on Facebook writes, my son's turning into a player. He's now 16 years old and clearly has a thing for older women. Occasionally, we'll have friends over, and there have been multiple reports of my kid making some smooth moves on some of my wife's friends. The first time I heard about it, it was kind of funny. Now, though, it's happened 5 times that I know about. Do we need to step in on this or just stop inviting my wife's very attractive friends over? What's the deal?
Well, you know, it's a the boy ain't really no problem. You know, you could step 16. To your son and tell him, hey, these grown folks don't come in here with that. They starting to mumble about it. Do it again. I'm going to have to talk to you. Now, listen, you got to say something if that's really the problem. But I'm curious why this man is writing us about his 16-year-old son. Why? I really think the problem is him.
Who?
The father.
You think the problem is with the dad?
With the wife's very attractive friends.
They fine. They ain't attractive. They fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They look good.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, and he know it. Yeah, he got wrote a letter. What can he say to the boy? He need advice for himself.
Himself.
Yeah. He need to know. He trying to talk himself down off this bridge.
Himself. You know who we talking about.
It's himself.
Is Miss Niecy coming over again, Dave? Not Miss Niecy. Ooh, I love Miss Niecy.
What he say, Junior?
Dad, is Miss Niecy coming back over for us? See? That outfit she had on. Golly, them heels. I'm going to say something when she come back. I'm going to say something.
Huh. Yeah, that's the problem.
So you're thinking.
The problem is him. Yes, it's the dad.
Yeah.
It's the dad. He just look, man. Look, it happens in
what
life.
What happened?
You're going to run into some, your wife, go have some friends. Go sit your ass down somewhere. Go sit your stupid ass down somewhere and shut your damn mouth.
That's never happened to you, right, Steve?
I sit my ass down somewhere and shut. The best I do is offer coffee.
That's all I can do for you.
You know, they always say, wow, for him to be on TV, he is so polite. Yeah. Y'all, ladies, y'all need anything? Hey, baby, you want some coffee? I treat her like a queen in front of them girls. Mm-hmm. Baby, y'all need anything? Let me get somebody down here for you.
I'm actually
taking the coffee in the room for.
What?
Oh, hell yeah.
Look at you.
Dog, I know how to get them brownie points, man. You know, just in case.
Oh, Marjorie, Steve's so sweet. Yeah. I see why you married him.
Ain't I don't.
Any of your sons been in that situation?
Oh, yeah. They even said something about a couple of friends. Marjorie slapped taste out their mouth. I wish you would go over there and say something to her. And deeper still, I want her to say something back to you because I'm going to kill both of y'all.
Deeper still.
Yeah. You caught that deeper still.
Yeah.
Okay. We have time. We have another one. This is from Jaleel on Steve Harvey FM. He says, I'm a high school guy taking on my first part-time job. I have a question for more seasoned employees than me. Since I'm in school, they said I can't be part-time, so I'm working 6 hours a day, 5 days a week. I was also told that they have to give me at least one 30-minute break during my shift. Well, I've been working about a month now, and each day, but one. I've been told to clock out for my break, but it always happens during a rush, and I've been asked to come back and help out, even though I'm on my break and off the clock. I kind of asked about it once and was hit with substantial attitude. What's the real story with this? I like the job and want the experience, but I also don't want to get used. Okay.
I want my 30 minutes.
I'll get the 30.
That's life, dog. It happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're supposed to get 30, but they ask you to come back early. You know, you're going to have to start taking your break earlier before the rush or after the rush is over.
Okay.
That's all to it. Life ain't fair, dog.
Yeah. All right, coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is Monday, and Steve, let's talk about starting the week off right with Elevate You, your healthy green powders. So what sets Elevate You apart from other green drinks? Let's talk about it.
The flavor.
Delicious.
Because
tastes good.
Green drinks are really, really good for you, but I just couldn't gag it down every morning.
Mm-hmm.
They tasted green.
Yeah. Raw spinach.
I mean,
kale.
It's cool. It's good for you, but my God. And so I had to do something about it. So you get all the benefits of a green drink, plus you get the flavor. And this green drink boosts your metabolism. You'll get more energy. This green drink helps you so much with your digestion. It'll keep your digestive tract moving. And on top of all of that, it's going to give you some brain clarity. Those are the three things that are factual and proven about this green drink, period. If you go to ElevateU.com, now give it time. Don't drink one glass and go sit down and go, I'm waiting on something. It don't work with one glass. You got to let it get in there and feed your cells over a period of time, and you will feel different. All I'm going to say is this. Since I started taking my own product, it's given me more energy to get in shape and to do the other things to add with it. And soon and very soon, people will start to see the difference in me. And all I'm going to tell you is everything I did to do it, and I'll invite everybody to join in. Read about it first and see what everybody's saying. Go to LEVATEU.com and check it out.
Looking good, Steve. Coming up at 33 minutes after a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, time now, guys, for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather be just forgotten, or would you rather be just hatefully remembered? They'll remember you, but in a hater way.
No, you could just go on for
sure. Forget me.
Uh-huh.
I ain't going to be here no way. I ain't going to give a damn.
Right, who cares?
You can pick A or B for all I care.
Either one, huh?
I'm gone.
All right. All right, would you rather get ribs from Kansas City, or would you rather get ribs from Memphis?
Memphis.
Mm. Ooh.
Memphis. Man.
Kansas City or Memphis? Ooh.
Memphis.
Why Memphis?
Why? Yeah.
I'd have had them both.
Okay, you just
Kansas City got some good ribs now. They barbecue boys over there in Kansas City. Ain't no joke. Uh-huh. But they not playing around with your ass in Memphis.
What's the difference,
Kansas,
Steve?
Though. That Gates presidential platter is something to think about.
Oh yeah, Gates barbecue.
Yeah, we've been there too.
So. Uh-huh.
Well, Gates is outstanding. Yeah. I've been there too. I ain't got nothing to say, but Gates is all that in a bag of chips. Mm-hmm. But you got to go to the commissary. You got to go to Interstate. Mm-hmm. You got to go to Neely's. Mm-hmm. You got to get your mind right.
Yeah.
Huh?
Neely's.
You got to get your mind right up in there now.
Why your
they
mind
not playing?
Though? Why you?
You know now, Rendezvous
mind?
Is more commercial barbecue.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Across street from Peabody, but mm-hmm. You gotta get your mind right when you go down there.
Okay, all right.
Got so that white bread, making French fries be wet from all that damn sauce.
Why are you talking like that?
Because that's how you talk when you talk about barbecue. You
can't say all your words because it's like food in your mouth.
No. No, so you got to talk about barbecue like you know, you got to spin barbecue. Can't you be up in here, all up in here? You know, put the real boiling meat and all this. You know, why would boil no damn real?
All right.
He grills people. You can boil the meat, boil on flavor.
Oh, okay.
All right. Here we go. Would you rather babysit a crying baby for a day, just for a day, or would you rather have an unwanted house guest for a week?
I got that baby.
Give me
I got that baby all day. Yeah. Give me
say
that baby.
Sure.
Would you rather babysit a crying baby for a week? I mean, for a day, or would you rather have an unwanted house guest for a week?
I'm gonna take the baby. I know how to get the baby to stop crying.
What you gonna say?
Stop crying.
You gonna stop all this crying?
Yeah.
It's just for a day.
No, you ain't gonna cry all day on me. I'm gonna put a little something in your milk before you be out.
I'm putting some Baileys in that milk. That's what I'm gonna do. You're gonna go
be nice, boy. Your ass gonna go to sleep. It's gonna be tasty too. Yeah, I can put a baby to sleep. You're gonna go to sleep and put your ass in the middle of that little raft that they had. Feet out and put him in the pool. Push his ass out there in the middle of that water. Let him deal with it. He'll stop crying after a while. He'll just go to sleep. Hard to keep swimming back over, and I keep kicking you back out in the middle.
All right, that's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up, it is our last break of the day, and you do not want to miss Steve's closing remarks at 49 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, Steve, here we are. Last break of the day on this Monday. It's been a good day. We've had some fun today. Thank you. And now it's time for you to take us home with some closing remarks.
Let me see. I was thinking again of what I could say to be encouraging to people. I have a couple of poems that have kept me throughout my life that I learned actually while I was pledging, man. That was a The greatest thing that pledging gave me was, besides some friendships that I still have to this day, it taught me so much that I needed to know at a young age about surviving and thriving and hanging in there. And I learned a couple of poems that have kept me. And if you look them up, man, they're very, very valuable. Nothing replaces my spiritual life at all. And the two aren't to be compared, but they are to be appreciated on both levels. One of the strongest poems I learned was a poem called Invictus. And in the poem, it says the term gods with an S, but I never say gods because there's only one. And even the entire time I was pledging, I told them I wasn't going to say gods because, and they didn't have no, the brothers didn't have a problem with that at all. But the poem was great. I have them memorized. I don't have them written down anywhere, so y'all forgive me as I pull it up out of my memory. But Invictus is something like this. Out of the night that covers me, black as a pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever God may be for my unconquerable soul. In the failed clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. And under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloodied but unbowed. And beyond this place of raft and tears looms but the horror of the shade. And yet the minutes of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishment the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. That poem, Invictus, has kept me through a lot of troubling times. The other poem that kept me was a poem that's, it has a title of Don't Quit, but the author is unknown. It's an unknown author. If you look it up, just look up the poem, Don't Quit. But it's been a staple in my repertoire of things that I say to myself in difficult times. And it goes something like this. When things go wrong as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when your funds are low and your debts are high, when you want to smile but you have to sigh, when cares are pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't quit. For life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us must sometimes learn. And many a fellow has turned about when he might have won had he stuck it out. So don't give up though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and a faltering man. And often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learns too late when the night came down how close he was to the golden crown. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worst that you mustn't quit. Those two poems right there have kept me in some dark moments. Somebody made me a t-shirt the other day. In the Cleveland Cavalier colors of maroon and gold, and gave it to me as a gift. And the t-shirt said, I'm a 62-year-old black man from Cleveland, Ohio. What you want? And it's sort of funny, man, because a lot of times when people say stuff, people who really know, I say to people all the time, what you want from me? You know, I'm only human. I'm subject to make mistakes. I err. I get it wrong sometimes. I'm not perfect. I swing a lot, so I'm going to hit a lot of strikeouts. You know, when you swing in the bat a lot of times, you ain't gonna, all of them ain't going to be hits. But I have such a sheer number of at-bats that it causes people to be able to see a few more times of me failing. But some people never, you don't ever have to worry about watching them fail because they're not attempting anything. So if you're the person who's being criticized for your efforts, you have to know that you got to hang in there. Because there's so many people that's criticizing you that's not even making an effort. Now, I'm going to paraphrase another one, but I'm paraphrasing this. This doesn't work exactly like this. It says the credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred with dust, blood, sweat, and tears, not to those cold and timid souls in the stands who know neither victory nor defeat. That one has kept me too. Because I realize that a lot of people that are criticizing you are not even in the same game you in. So when you out there striving and you hustling and you trying to put it together, you're going to make mistakes and you're going to get criticized. But don't you ever give up. Have a great day. Talk to God. He'd love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.